Congress gets a deal to avert a government shutdown, and the markets surge. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 7th day of December. Also, Pearl Harbor Day, something we'll never forget. In other business news, Dr. Anthony Fauci has some words about the Omicron variant, some interesting facts about Pearl Harbor Day. Might there be some relief in sight for gasoline and natural gas prices? Economists are betting that the Build Back Better program will soon become law, and what that means. We've got a few words about wealth today, the Wall Street Report, and what has happened to the office culture. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and we are grateful that you are along for the ride. And by the way, you want to reach us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. It was another big day for Wall Street as investors shook off COVID fears and celebrated the congressional action that will divert a government shutdown. Tech stocks were in a rally mode, and chip makers had a good day as well. Intel rose by 3% on the trade. I'll share all the numbers with you in just a bit. Well, it's looking more and more like the Omicron variant may not be as bad as once feared. The Street is reporting the data from British drug maker GlaxoSmithKline suggested its antibody-based COVID therapy is effective against all Omicron mutations, while reports from South Africa, that's the epicenter of the outbreak, continue to indicate milder infections from the rapidly spreading variant. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, told the AFP news agency that the new variant is, quote, almost certainly, end quote, not more severe than Delta. However, the variant does tend to impact younger patients, and the advice is still mask up, get vaccinated, and avoid crowds. Stay tuned. You know, at the outset of the newscast, we mentioned that today is Pearl Harbor Day. 80 years ago today, the Empire of Japan conducted a sneak attack on the U.S. fleet that was anchored in Hawaii. The attack came at 7:48 on a Sunday morning, and when it was over, 20 ships were destroyed or damaged, including 8 battleships and over 300 airplanes. More than 2,400 Americans died in the attack, including civilians, and another 1,000 people were wounded. The day after the assault on Monday, President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan with his famous line, "A day that will live in infamy." On Wall Street, the Dow plunged by 3.4% and then on Tuesday sank another 2.8%. On December 7, 1941, the average American earned $1,750 a year in wages, and a gallon of gas cost about 12 cents. As long as we're talking about gas, according to AAA, the average national price for regular gasoline slipped to $3.35 a gallon from $3.42 a gallon just a month ago. While still high, it's nowhere near the 2008 price of $4.11 a gallon. CNN is reporting that while natural gas remains sharply higher on the year, it's cooled off considerably in recent weeks. In early October, as fears of a European-style shortage swirled, natural gas hit $6.47 per million British thermal units. That was the highest level since February of 2014. But that rally has completely reversed. Natural gas fell 11.5% on Monday, its worst day since January of 2019, to $3.66 per million BTU. That's the lowest level since July 15. Natural gas has been driven lower in part by the fact that temperatures across the United States have been warmer than usual, and that has erased demand for natural gas, the most common way most Americans heat their homes. Economists are betting, at about an 85% level, that some form of President Biden's Build Back Better bill will become law in the very near future. CNBC is reporting that they also think the measure, which includes hundreds of billions of dollars in funds to fight climate change, will be another big deal for the infrastructure industry on the heels of a separate $1 trillion public works law the president signed earlier this fall. Economists at Goldman Sachs, Evercore ISI, Morgan Stanley, and J.P. Morgan have all written in recent weeks that they believe it's just a matter of time until the Senate passes Biden's Build Back Better legislation. That could mean a business boom for some of the country's biggest construction and materials companies, they say. Well, here's a stunning number for you. CBS is reporting on a new study that says the globe's 2,750 billionaires now control 3% of all wealth, up from 1% in 1995, and that makes them, well, wealthier than half of the planet. The wealth gap is roughly as wide as it was more than a century ago, when the Gilded Age led to massive disparities between the rich and the poor. In the United States, the gaps in wealth between the rich and poor Americans are close to those observed at the beginning of the 20th century, says the study. The poorest Americans are falling behind their counterparts in other nations as well. Although average household wealth in the U.S. is more than three times that of China, the poorest 50% of Americans possess less wealth than the poorest half of China's citizens. This divide wasn't always the reality in the U.S. In the decades after World War II, the share of income enjoyed by the top 10% tumbled as progressive taxation redistributed money. Between 1944 and 1981, the top tax bracket for the highest earning Americans averaged 81%, compared with 37% today. According to the report, other factors, including a decline in union participation and an increase in privatization, has contributed to the wealth and income gaps. The bottom 50% of Americans have seen their share of income drop from 19% in 1980 to 13% today. Well, on that cheery note, let's take a look at what happened today on Wall Street. The Dow gained a whopping 492 points on the day, closing at 35,719. The NASDAQ rose by over 451 points to end the trade at 15,686. And the S&P 500 picked up a whopping 95 points to close at 4686. Investors were picking up bargains again today. Rallies in energy and information technology helped propel U.S. stocks higher. The S&P 500's information technology sector jumped by 3.5% to close at a record high, according to Dow Jones market data. The energy sector, well, that rose by 2.3%, according to FactSet. Also buoying sentiment was China's decision to lower reserve requirements for banks as it moved to stimulate slowing economies that had been weighed down by a slump in the property market. So yeah, it was a good day, at least on Wall Street. And finally, there is this. The pandemic has pushed millions of workers out of offices and into their homes, and many aren't coming back. Gallup crunched the numbers and estimates roughly 37% of desks per week will remain empty after the pandemic for some 60 million employees who are able to work from home. Many prefer remote work since it cuts down on commutes, boosts overall well-being, and allows them to balance other obligations. But that doesn't negate the value of the office, raising questions about how to improve in-person work culture. And then finally, consider this. With that many empty desks, what happens to these large corporate office complexes and the restaurants and shops dependent on that culture? Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.